Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is What to Do When Someone Dies by Nikki French, published by Penguin in 2008. Today is all about grief, mysteries, and determination. Ellie is making dinner for her husband and tidying up when someone knocks on the door. There are two policewomen on her doorstep with terrible news. Her husband, Greg, is dead. His car tumbled down an embankment and burst into flames. Now, the news of her dead husband is bad enough for Ellie, but then she learns that there was another woman in the car with Greg, a woman who no one knows. She wasn't a client, and none of his friends have heard him talk about her. Not only now has Ellie got to deal with her grief and life as a widow, but now it appears that her husband was having an affair. An inquest is held and the deaths are found to be accidental, and the other woman's husband and family are in attendance, but there's no closure for Ellie. Why the woman was in Greg's car is still a mystery, and so she decides to investigate on her own and prove one way or the other whether Greg was cheating on her. Ellie pulls their house apart, visits Greg's workplace and interviews all his friends, putting together a chart of all of Greg's movements for the past month, convincing herself that he didn't have the time for an affair because she could account for all his time. Her friends begin to worry about her and she withdraws further from the world until she decides to find out more about the life of the dead woman in her husband's car. She goes to visit her catering business and finds herself helping out the woman's business partner, who is drowning in paperwork. Ellie comes back the next day and then the next day, ingratiating herself into the dead woman's business and taking the opportunity to delve deeper into her life, a murky world of infidelity. And yet, Ellie still can't find any proof of her involvement with Greg. And Ellie begins to suspect that Greg was in fact murdered. She struggles to get to the truth while everyone else believes that she is deeply in denial and at risk of losing her own mind along with her husband. Now, What to Do When Someone Dies is an absolute page-turner. I tore through it in a day. From the very first page, I was drawn into Ellie's very ordinary life and how a knock on the door can change everything. As she grieves, she questions everything, but refuses to believe her life with Greg was a lie, despite the cringing sympathy of everyone around her. The story is told from purely Ellie's perspective, and there were many times when Ellie herself was a questionable narrator. I had moments when I wondered whether Ellie did know about the affair all along and decided to take matters into her own hands, or which one of her friends knew about the affair but kept it from her. Was this a murder? Was this an accident? And what the hell is Ellie doing? Now, this is a story of obsession and burning desire to find out the truth before being able to move on in the grieving process. So if you like psychological thrillers, grim determination, wine, loyal friends and cringing at the main character's misguided choices, I recommend What to Do When Someone Dies by Nikki French. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.